Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got any plans for prom?
Do you accept the terms and conditions of my proposal?
It would be my honor.
And it's time to wrap up.
There's a perception of what hip-hop looks like. Now things are starting to look different. Yeah.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, March 30th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Jeremy Renner will open up about his traumatic snowplow accident for the very first time in a forthcoming ABC News interview with Diane Sawyer. The Avenger star was crushed underneath his snowcat while attempting to rescue his nephew in January, and he discusses the incident in the first trailer for Jeremy Renner, the Diane Sawyer interview, a story of terror, survival, and triumph. In the preview, Renner says he can still recall the entire harrowing experience and all of the pain he felt. Have a listen to a portion of that trailer, which includes part of the 911 call and details of his extensive injuries.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry. He's been crushed.
There's a lot of blood over here. He is in rough shape.
Oh.
Keep breathing, man. Keep fighting. Hang in there, brother.
This is the sound of someone that was dying.
8 ribs broken in 14 places.
Yeah.
Right knee, right ankle broken, left leg tibia broken, the left ankle broken, right clavicle broken, right shoulder broken, face eye socket, the jaw, the mandible broken, lung collapsed, pierced from the rib bone, your liver, which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. And then, like, what's my body look like? Am I just going to be like a spine and a brain, like a science experiment?
I heard that you had, in sign language, you said to your family, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Seems like this is going to be a pretty emotional but also inspiring watch. And Renner calls himself a lucky man and adds, quote, I've lost a lot of flesh and bone in this experience, but I've been refueled and refilled with love and titanium. Jeremy Renner, the Diane Sawyer interview, will air April 6th on ABC. After a Vancouver radio DJ alleged that Mike Myers had him fired from the set of the 2008 comedy The Love Guru, a member of the actor's team tells EW that the actor was, quote, not aware of anyone being hired or fired from the production. On Sunday, Jay Brody tweeted a video of Keanu Reeves helping crew members carry equipment on the set of a film and compared the moment to his alleged experience with Myers on the set of The Love Guru. He said, quote, people saying that he shouldn't be praised for helping have no idea what it's like working in film. Mike Myers had me fired off the set of The Love Guru because I made eye contact with him and I was there as his bodyguard. On a phone call, a representative for Myers initially told EW that the actor did not have a bodyguard on the set of The Love Guru and that his team wasn't aware of any terminations with relation to Brody's allegation. When reached for a response, Brody clarified his allegations to EW in a text message, saying that he was not a bodyguard, as initially indicated, but rather a security guard assigned to the location around his trailer, including his trailer, and that he didn't travel with him but was posted on set at Myers' trailer. EW could not verify Brody's participation on The Love Guru set, and representatives for The Love Guru distributor Paramount, as well as director Marco Schnabel, did not respond to EW's request for comment. And class will soon be dismissed over at Cal U. Freeform announced Wednesday that Grown-ish has been renewed for a 6th and final season. The conclusion of the Black-ish spinoff will air in 2 parts, with season 6A returning in the summer and season 6B following in 2024. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. A feel-good prom-com is coming your way for our number 3 pick today. The Disney Plus movie Prom Pact stars Peyton Elizabeth Lee as Mandy, a driven high school senior whose dream school is Harvard. But when she gets waitlisted, she devises a plan to win over the school's most popular jock, Graham Lansing, in order to get a letter of recommendation from his Harvard alum father. Between tutoring sessions and basketball practices, she begins to see Graham for more than just a good-looking athlete. But along the way, she loses sight of her true friendship with her bestie Ben, played by Milo Manheim, and the pact they made to go to prom together. Here's a preview.
Miss Chen, what are you doing here?
Look, I'm still pending at Harvard, and I was just wondering if you'd heard anything.
Oh, it's Harvard.
Hello?
You want to give her a full ride? I'll let her know right away.
It's funny.
Do you ever feel like we have wasted our youth sitting on the sidelines?
What do you want us to be doing?
Like, games and parties and dances.
Are you asking me to prom?
Will you go to prom with me?
Yes! Do you accept the terms and conditions of my proposal?
It would be my honor.
And no slow dancing.
Wow, you really know how to make a boy feel special.
Harvard is my life's ambition. Help me figure out how to get him.
You need a killer letter of rec.
Your team captain, Graham Lansing!
I can't believe I'm about to say this. What about Graham Lansing's dad?
The Harvard alum senator?
So the plan is we stage a run-in with the most popular guy in school at a party that we were not invited to, and then ask him for a gigantic favor.
Easy peasy. You okay, bud?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be? Who likes to party, party? I regret everything.
You just need to find Graham Lansing.
Who?
Graham Lansing! He's a Neanderthal whose only forms of communication are grunts and
go Bulldogs!
What?
Go Bulldogs!
I'm sorry. I'd be happy to tutor you, you know, as an apology. What am I doing?
Graham?
Hey.
Put a shirt on. Your tutor is here.
It is. Oh.
You're 5 minutes late.
Are you really willing to compromise your values for some letter of rec?
Heads up.
Did you think I was just a dumb jock before this?
Did you know who I was before this?
Why'd you offer to tutor me?
People would come to me with their expectations of who I am or who I should be.
This is my life, and I am not gonna let it pass me by.
Graham Lansing is not who I thought he was.
You are applying to Harvard.
When you look back on high school, what do you think your biggest regret will be?
There's nothing that beats Harvard. Is there?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name of the school. Is it Hergerd's?
You're going out with Graham Lansing?
The Graham Lansing?
Ugh, stop. Why do you guys know who that is?
Well, EW spoke with Lee and Manheim about their respective characters and what stood out to them when they first read the script. Have a listen.
Personally, I was really excited to explore this sort of, like, the physicality of Ben in the sense that he's not, you know, truly confident who he is. He doesn't want to be seen, really. It feels like, you know, I consider myself a somewhat confident person. I'm consistently getting roles where, you know, the character is very confident. So it was exciting for me to play Ben, where he kind of starts off a little bit more meek at, like, the beginning, and then opens up a little bit and really has that journey. But just, like, yeah, the physicality, this just stumbling all over his words, like, that was, I wanted to find a way to make that look real and funny, interesting, but also not look over the top and stupid. And also just the friendship that Ben has with Mandy. We had so many fun scenes that we got to shoot because, you know, it was so well written, and our friendship, I think, comes across very clearly in the movie. But you'll see there's lots of fun scenes with us too, and I'm grateful I got to do those. What about you, Peyton?
I remember when I first read the script, I really appreciated that Mandy's journey in a lot of ways felt pretty similar to my own. You know, I think, like, both Mandy and I can get very kind of, like, one track minded and very focused on a very specific goal, and kind of get so tunnel visioned that we forget to, like, appreciate the world and, you know, the day-to-day things that are going on and deserve to be seen and appreciated. And so that kind of character arc, from being so focused on college to then seeing that there's more to life and developing relationships and having fun and appreciating, you know, life, is definitely a journey that I've been on. And so getting to kind of dive into that from a different perspective and through a different character was very exciting for me.
Well, Mandy seems to be falling for Graham's charms, but can she save her friendship with Ben and still get the guy? Gotta watch to find out. Prom Pact airs tonight at 8 on Disney Channel, and will be streaming tomorrow on Disney Plus. It's trivia time. Prom Pact stars Milo Manheim and Peyton Elizabeth Lee both got their start on Disney Channel. Milo with the Zombies trilogy and Peyton with Andy Mack. And they also co-star on another Disney Plus TV series together. Which one is it? Mila in the Multiverse, Doogie Kamealoha MD, or Zombies, Addison's Monster Mystery? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
It's two lows for the price of one in our number two pick today, the series debut of Unstable. The new Netflix comedy series stars Rob Lowe and his real-life son, John Owen Lowe. Now, Rob is Ellis Dragon, an intelligent, eccentric biotech entrepreneur who marches to the beat of his own drum. And when he begins to lose his mind and his company, his son Jackson steps in to help him. But their opposite personalities begin to create problems, and Jackson begins to think he may never be able to step out from his father's shadow. Here's a preview.
What is science? Wrong. I'm the man who created the Bruceless Avocado.
The legend, Ellis Dragon.
Am I crazy? They called Nikola Tesla crazy. Tesla did lose his mind and fall in love with one of his pigeons, which I would never do. Although I do have a hawk. But I'm not attracted to it. Have you spoken to your dad since your mom's memorial?
Ellis is spiraling.
Come to LA and help get him back in the lab. You'll regret it.
Don't you mean I won't regret it?
I'm lowering your expectations so you won't be disappointed.
Oh my God. All my dad ever does is try to change me into being more like him.
I want you to be exactly a version of you.
A version of me?
You, but with some tweaks.
We're in big trouble. There's an emergency board meeting tonight, and I think it's to oust you. It was supposed to be yesterday, but you were too busy. Oh, God. Bounding about your office, dick out, balls in the breeze.
What's so wrong with being more like me?
There's enough you in the world already. You're like the sun. People get sucked into your orbit.
Do you really think I'm like the sun? It helps things grow.
You're a child. As soon as I said sun, I knew I should have chosen something else. Tell me how to help you.
I can't just problem solve anymore. I need to feel excited. I need to feel inspired.
Maybe going to Spain.
Ooh, Ibiza.
The cradle of civilization.
It's where they invented the DJ.
No, just don't.
Time to slay the dragon.
You need to stop going after Ellis.
Never.
Scoff.
Did you just say scoff?
That's how you scoff.
No, it's not.
Scoff?
Yeah, I'm the idiot here.
I didn't want to disappoint you.
The only way to let someone down is by giving up.
Oh, my son.
My dad, he's eccentric. That brain of his is what makes him a brilliant,
right?
Kind.
It's a friendship.
Innovator that thinks mankind is capable of great things.
I walked a mile in your shoes today, Jackson. I lived in the shadow of a god.
Oh, nice. You almost made it through a whole day without comparing yourself to a god.
I'm really excited to try the butt stuff you taught me.
No, it's not butt stuff. In the classic sense, it's more of a way of using your butt to make you feel good. Mm-mm. Like a way of using your butt to help you achieve? God damn it, Dad.
Like father like son, or like father kinda like son, I guess. Unstable is streaming now on Netflix. All right, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to watch? We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
Calling all hot girls, city girls, and the Barty Gang. The new Hulu documentary series Rap Caviar Presents is inspired by the popular Spotify playlist Rap Caviar, and it puts a spotlight on the biggest rap stars making music today. Megan Thee Stallion, Pharrell Williams, Cardi B, City Girls, Tyler, the Creator, Post Malone, and more will share the ups and downs of being in the limelight as a rapper and the cultural significance of rap right now. Have a listen to this trailer and a tease of what they'll reveal in the series.
There's a perception of what hip-hop looks like. Now things are starting to look different.
Yeah. The way society is, they tell you it's a certain way you have to be. That's not for me.
New levels, new records, hey. Say, it's new levels, new...
People are always going to try to box something in. That's not music. That's black people in America.
As soon as you fall out of line with the expectation, you're punished for it. No one can fly with me.
Young artists have to understand that you're being watched. That is as an American as apple pie and slavery.
Whoa. Everybody is a part of hip-hop now.
The impact is generational.
Go. There's been pushback that women are talking about sex too much. I'm on a
new level. Yeah. This is one of the best eras of female rap because it's so many of us and it's so easy to find us.
Just go for it.
I don't even understand how you think I'm any less than you when you came from me. You coming out this wall.
When you're bending a genre, it's a lonely game. When it wins, it's amazing. When it's different, they just don't get it.
A lot of the rappers that was great in their time, in these times, they wouldn't have survived.
New level, go. Go!
You are put on display for the world, and it's rough.
I used to blame myself, like, what did I do wrong?
You can't really erase trauma. You just learn how to deal with it.
I don't care how much of a cold-hearted killer you feel like you is. Like, everybody got feelings and emotions. We all still people. We all human.
Period.
Period. All six episodes of Rap Caviar Presents are streaming now on Hulu. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Prom-packed co-stars Milo Manheim and Peyton Elizabeth Lee also star together on which Disney Plus series? Mila in the Multiverse, Doogie Kamealoha MD, or Zombies, Addison's Monster Mystery? We're heading to the islands for this one. It's Doogie Kamealoha MD. The second season of the workplace comedy, which premieres tomorrow, will welcome Manheim's bad boy character Nico as a patient at the Hawaii hospital where Lee's Doogie works. But with her long-distance boyfriend Walter in the mix, a love triangle is on the horizon. Well, folks, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
One, two.